The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I am a prisoner for the Lord. I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body, one Spirit, as you are also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord. Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth, not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. While he was at the table of his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of St. Matthew. And so this is our feast day, because it's the feast day of sinners. Any questions? Matthew was a great sinner that became a great apostle, a great saint. And it got to be for us too. And when we do that, it's going to help us to listen to the first reading. The first reading talks about preserving the unity, that we do everything, that it should be us against the world in the church, not us ever fighting with each other in the church. That's not of God. It's a spit in God's face. So if you're one of those who look at others and judge other Catholics because they're not good enough for you, you are spitting in the face of Jesus Christ. You are dividing the very body of Jesus Christ. And that's not what we're called to do. We're supposed to build up the body of Christ so we can fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil. So the devil loves when we fight amongst each other, because then we're not fighting him. And that's the problem. So we need to sit there and do everything to build up the body. And we will do that when we learn the words of Jesus today, when he says, "Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I've come to call sinners.'" The problem is, we look at other people and look at them as sinners, and we forget that we're sinners too. When we look that we're all in this together, that we're all sinners saved by grace, we got to do our best and we got to build up the body. Then we'll come together and fight against that which needs fought against. And that's not ourselves. That's the world, the flesh, and the devil. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.